please listen carefully.
Well, hello, world, and welcome to the Optimist Daily Update. I'm Christy Jansen.
And I'm Summers McKay.
And we're part of the team behind the Optimist Daily, making solutions the news. We bring you reader-funded solutions news every day in order to change the tenor of news media and the direction of your day to one focused on solutions.
6 days a week, we publish positive news stories written by award-winning journalists and delivered online to your inbox and through our social channels. And now we are sharing these solutions in a commute-worthy, walk-worthy, home office-worthy, and life is beautiful-worthy podcast. Today is Tuesday, May 19th, 2020. Christy, yesterday was really fun. How did you like recording the podcast?
Oh, I thought it was great. I loved it way better than usual. I'm tired of reading things like that. I think we should just let people know what's on the website. They can go read it if they want, and then we can just talk about it because there's so many amazing stories, but I love putting them in context.
It's funny, guys, because we kept getting feedback that people wanted more of our personality, and that is such a weird thing to accept and to admit that, okay, we are going to go for it and share more about our personal opinions and our thoughts and getting pushed a little bit outside the box. Listening to the show yesterday, I realized that when I riff, say, like about 10,000 more times than I thought I did, but it was also really fun. And I've gotten already messages from listeners who love hearing more about what you and I go through as the leaders of the Optimist Daily and what we go through to figure out how to put all of these positive solutions together.
So what if your Southern California Valley girl roots are coming out, Summers?
I know. Speaking of Southern California Valley girl roots, let's, for just a brief and fleeting moment, talk hair.
Oh, yeah.
What did you do?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I broke down and I finally cut my own hair. I just couldn't handle it anymore. It was getting all scraggly in the front, and I had a really cute short haircut that did not look so great. So I just took the scissors this morning and cut off the front of it.
I am impressed. I am impressed how long you waited. I actually did my own home haircut the first week of quarantine because I was severely overdue, and I have just total new mom hair where I feel like in some ways I've just given up on appearances, and COVID has only furthered that. We were joking this morning. Christy's hair, by the way, looks adorable. She didn't do the hack job that I did, but we were also joking this morning a little bit about our work wardrobe, and I was chastising myself a teensy bit for the fact that I no longer even pretend to not be in my bathrobe when we start recording the podcast.
I usually put on at least a pair of jeans and a t-shirt or my yoga pants. Of course, I'm only wearing the same three outfits for the, you know, most of the time for the last 8 weeks, but you know, hey, it works.
But are they jeans or are they jeggings?
No, they're real jeans. They have pockets. I like the pockets for holding my phone and I'm walking the dog, you know.
Yes, very functional. Well, Christy, there are 10 amazing solutions on the Optimist Daily today. There are just so many. It's kind of hard to figure out which one we want to dive into. A couple of the highlights that I see, there is a rare blue Calamitha bee spotted for the first time in 4 years, and another bee story as well about pollinator protecting pesticides. The bees, bugs, and birds is a subject I love. There's also one about turtles. There's one about London going car-free. There's just so many great stories, but we do have to just pick two to dive into. So, Christy, what is your favorite today?
Well, the one I wanted to focus on is from the education section on the Optimist Daily, and its headline is Afghanistan's all-girl robotics team is making ventilators using car parts. I think this is a great story. It's about both young women, especially in Afghanistan, which is not a place that is known for female empowerment. But there's an Afghanistan team of girls who has won a number of international awards in robotics. They're called the Afghan Dreamers. And you might remember them from 2017. I think we've written about them on the Optimist Daily in the past. But Afghanistan has been in great need of ventilators to treat COVID-19 patients. So this team of young women has stepped up to start building ventilators from used car parts. So it's, again, showing ingenuity and inventiveness, because car parts are way more available than these high-grade medical equipments. And what the ventilator does, basically, is it pumps air into your body. So you can use a piston from a car. Anyway, I just think that this is such an interesting story also because of the fact that it is young women who are getting involved and proving that they can really help their community and their society.
Yeah, especially in a society that traditionally has not prioritized women's roles in STEM, like Afghanistan. This is really, really cool. Certainly these women, these teenagers, right? And Christy and I have just this like impassioned love of teenagers. The fact that they are being role models for other generations is really exciting. And we talked a little bit, Christy, about the implications of traditional gender roles as they're playing out through this COVID-19 pandemic and quarantine. And I shared a little raw with you, but yesterday I overheard someone saying to my husband, "Oh, so you're still playing the Mr. Mom until 2 o'clock. And my husband didn't really engage. This is a colleague and a friend and somebody who he interacts with on a business level. And so he didn't feel the need to correct him. I know that my husband doesn't feel that way, but that very idea of Mr. Mom and who should be at home taking care of the dishes and the kids, et cetera, that has shifted. And when everybody's at home and everybody's working,
Two things on this. One, the thing that I like about this story is kind of like the Afghanistan's Rosie the Riveter moment. It might really spark a countrywide gender rebalancing.
Totally. In terms of work. I love that.
The other thing, I don't know if you saw this from a few weeks ago, but there was a New York Times headline, which I heard being talked about in a couple different places. But it was something like, you know, study shows men say they're doing 50% of the homeschooling, 3% of women agree. It was just, I don't have the actual headline in front of me, but it was just the differences in perception and where women, they don't feel like there's necessarily a lot of help coming from their partners. But the partners feel like they're giving a lot. So it's just an interesting rebalancing even there in terms of where are our expectations and where are our perceptions, gender balance. And because we're all staying at home a lot more together. And how do we find a new balance in housework and work and childcare and teaching our kids and all of these things?
Yeah. And just finding compassion, I guess, for our partners.
Yeah.
I know that my partner has stepped up and I have stepped up and we're both feeling like we're stepping up beyond the pale. It's exhausting. And I think just looking at each other with compassion. But getting back to the actual story, I love your metaphor of this is Afghanistan's Rosie the Riveter moment. I think that that is a fantastic way of thinking about this. And whatever we can do to elevate more stories like this and more solutions, I think we got to go for it.
What's your favorite headline for the day, Summers?
Oh, I really struggled on this one. But the headline that spoke to me is about a local group of people who are just taking it into their own hands to do good. The headline reads, "Detroit Mower Gang. These volunteers compete to maintain the city's old parks," from the building community section of Optimist Daily. Now, small budgets and bureaucracy have left playgrounds and parks uncared for, and we see this all over America and all over the world. There is a group of 25 volunteers known as the Detroit Mower Gang who took matters into their own hands. I guess this past weekend, or maybe the weekend prior, but this past weekend, they kicked off a 12-hour Motown Mowdown. They went to an unowned park on Detroit's west side and just rode around on their lawnmower tractors and competed to see who could clean up the most lawn. After they finished with that, they headed over to another area and cleaned up 10 other abandoned playgrounds in the city. Tom Nardone, 50 years old from Birmingham, who started the Detroit Mower Gang in 2009, was delighted that the opportunity to really make a difference showed up here. I actually headed over to their Facebook page and sent them a shout out after reading this. It's kind of crazy because what I think was a small Facebook group because of this media coverage has now grown to, you know, almost 10,000 people. What I think this really strikes for people is a reminder that the individual can do good. Where I live, we live near the ocean and there are a lot of beach pathways pathways. And in particular, there is one for rehab and recovery. It's a disability and other abilities service needs path that allows people to walk along the beach. There's a number of memorial benches. And there is one guy who goes out every morning with his blower and takes care of it. And after about 2 weeks in quarantine, from what I heard from my neighbors, he was out there for 7.5 hours just to get it back to walkable. And now he is there every day. And I see him when I head out with Cleo and the baby. So this story really got to my heartstrings, and it reminded me about looking around and figuring out what I can do to make a difference right here in my community right now.
That's great. But the thing I love about this is it's a group of guys who have come together. And I think Tom Nardone is joking about after this, maybe they can start a bowling league. And he also makes a comment that one person alone would take several days to mow this park, but with all of them, it just takes a few hours. And it's that coming togetherness, which really makes work go quickly. And it's a great fun thing to share. And that's also the takeaway from this for me. And the comment on bowling leagues, I mean, there's a classic study by Robert Putnam about bowling alone. And he's talking about the decline of bowling leagues as symbolic of the decline in sort of community participation in the United States, which happened after the 50s and 60s and into the 80s, when sort of that rise of individualism. So I think this is an interesting sign that maybe there's a resurgence of a community feeling, which could actually bring more equality to the United States and places around the world, and that idea of mutual aid really shining. And anyway,
it's that ongoing paradox, right? Of we are isolated, yet acting more as a community. We are purchasing local, but recognizing the need for more global solutions. And it's all changing how we perceive the roles we play in society. We've talked about this before. I'm really fascinated to see how this plays out, because right now this is a group of people who have been told to stay away from people. And they said, okay, cool. We can stay away from one another and still service and be part of a community. It's physical distancing and social connection.
Social connection. Yeah. It's just interesting. And it's also taking ownership of the public spaces that are all around us, which now that we're all sort of sequestered to our homes, you really appreciate a park in a new kind of way.
Well, getting back to parks is a little terrifying. And California, where Christy and I both live, is opening up and people are returning to parks. And I know that we covered a little bit about eateries yesterday on the Optimist Daily and how they're coming up with solutions to keep space. But I wanted to add another story that I saw, which was a park, and this was video, I think, probably on Facebook that I saw it. A park had actually drawn circles. It had taken a huge lawn and drawn circles with basically 6 foot, 6 foot diameters, so that as many people could fit in the park as possible, as long as they stayed within their given circle. So that was how they determined a maximum number of people at the park while still maintaining social distance. So it'll be really interesting to see a lot more solutions come out.
There's other stories on this on today's feed, which are interesting, more about advances in medical technology. There's one on an implant that allows blind people to actually see, in quotes, see shapes and letters. By stimulating nerves in the brain, they are actually able to read or interact with symbolic text. There's an article about boredom, tricks to use boredom and just being still and in your home for moments of reflection, and not looking at it as a negative thing, but looking at it as an opportunity to expand your mind. And then there's also something about back pain, which is something that plagues so many people in today's world.
Well, everyone in my household, probably not the baby, but everyone in my household is struggling with back pain because our kids are now sitting either in their beds or at their desks for 6-7 hours a day doing homework and just being in Zoom calls. And my husband and I are alternating between our desks and, baby care. I am definitely going to go read that article about back pain. I also want to draw everyone's attention to the beautiful story that Christy wrote over the weekend on the Optimist View. I know that we're going to be sharing that on social, on ways of self-care. I am the first to freely admit that I have failed miserably at self-care during this COVID-19. So if I was going to do one thing today, it would be reread Christy's Optimist View article and the back pain article and figure out how to make myself feel better.
I mean, that's why I cut my hair, I guess. We have to remember that even in a time when everything feels like it's falling apart, we still have to take care of ourselves first. Because if we're not prepared hard to, you know, be as good as we can be in our own little lives, it's going to be hard for us to be helpful to the people around us.
Yeah. Lifeguard roles. Thank you guys. Christy, I think we're at time. And as much as we like to go on and on telling people interesting things about our hair, we have to let everybody get on with the day. So I want to thank everybody for listening to the Optimist Daily Update. We hope you like the new format. Let us know what you think. Engage with us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, only if you say nice things, and LinkedIn. We promise to continue to share positive solution-based stories with ideas on how you can participate in this changing world and ensure it is changed for good. We promise to cover the current events with accuracy, finding legitimate sources, and offering you all the information you need most to chart new paths for all of us.
And please consider becoming an emissary on theoptimistdaily.com. And for just $5 a month, support reader-funded independent journalism and be a part of the solution-changing consciousness and addressing our world's biggest challenges with a problem-solving mindset. Thanks so much, Summers, and thanks everybody for listening.
Thank you, Christy. Thanks for a fun morning. And Amelia, cut out as many likes as you can. Bye, everybody.